to you in peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. From beautiful Hotel Candelaria in Antigua, Guatemala, my name is Sean Smith, and on behalf of myself and my beautiful wife, Damaris, hello. Welcome to Now is the Time. It is my privilege to welcome back to the Mobile Pro Podcast booth, the donations crew. I'm going to have the crew introduce themselves, starting with Nancy.
I'm Nancy Peabody from San Jose, California.
Hi, everyone. I'm Judy Higa from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, I'm Jendy Nice from Campbell, California. And we're all from Valley Life Church in Santa Clara, California.
Yes, you are. And you've all been here many, many, many times. Mm-hmm. I think Nancy's the newbie in the group. And how many times have you?
This is our fifth time.
This is your fifth year. Mm-hmm. Judy, do you
I'm behind Jendy, so I'm either 12. I might be 12 if I'm like a year behind Jendy.
Mm-hmm. When were you and Damaris married?
10 years ago.
Okay. Probably 11 years or so.
Yeah, 11 years. So then that would be 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is our 13th year, so.
Okay. And we've come, and we came before that. I think this is my 14th year to Guatemala.
Wow. Amazing. Mm-hmm. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I know Jay was talking about, so Jendy's son is Jason, and last year, for the first time, he wasn't able to join us, and then he came back this year. And I said, Jay, it was like half your life. You've done this, you know, every year. Was it weird? He's like, yeah, I didn't like it. He says, the house was nice and quiet, but he said, no, it was really, really hard, because it's with all of your families, it's mm-hmm. become a tradition. And now Nancy, your son, Daniel,
yes,
is here
first time.
This year. And what a great addition to the family he's been.
Yes.
To come. And
I think you're going to be seeing more of him, too.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. We'd love to see more of him. And Judy, your whole family has come mm-hmm. for many years. Mm-hmm. And Riley was able to join us.
Yes,
we didn't think she was. And yeah. So it's fantastic. So donations this year, I think you all were here last year in Duenas, right?
Mm-hmm.
San Miguel,
yes.
Duenas.
Mm-hmm.
I always lose track, like what week was, who mm-hmm. was when, where. And so have you recognized some of the same people?
Oh, absolutely.
You have?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little hard to recognize the kids because it's been a year, but we certainly recognize the moms. Mm-hmm. And you know, you see each other, and we are not communicating whatsoever, but we still, you know, giggle like girls and hug each other and in our own way say, you know, it's so nice to see you. We're so happy to be back. But you definitely have that recognition with the community.
It's such a comfortable feeling, isn't it? When people recognize you, you recognize
them.
Yes. You kind of know the space. We kind of moved you to a different mm-hmm. space this year because they moved things around. But you know where the bathroom is. You know where to put everything. You kind of know how the system works. And it helps you to focus on, really, I think, focus more on the people, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. It's our home base.
Yeah, it is your home base. And it seems like things just move smoother and smoother every year. We shot a donations video with Judy and Nancy last year, and we've gotten lots of activity on our Facebook group of people who are coming, especially next week, mm-hmm. concerned about, okay, is this kind of shirt right, or how about these shoes, or, you know, is that all right? Which is exciting because we've wanted to improve each year. Tell me a little bit about, I mean, you see the families, the kids, the need, and there's always been desire. Jendy's been telling me this for years. You know, we want better donations. We want better donations. Why is it so important for you guys to want the really good stuff? I mean, tell us about these lovely people that
I think for me is when you see them in person and you see a child with, you know, no socks, shoes that have no bottom. And they're, you know, running around and playing in them, and they're not complaining or anything, but you just want to, like, everybody deserves a new pair of shoes, you know? Mm. Why not? Everybody deserves underwear and socks and pants and shirts, and they shouldn't always have to be in things that are torn or, you know? One thing is all the kids, whether their clothes are torn or, you know, holes or anything, they're always really clean. Mm-hmm. So you just want them to be able to have, you know, these new clothes that aren't full of holes or rips mm-hmm. or tears. And mm-hmm. so it's just, you know, everybody deserves that.
And you all are looking them in the eye, literally. Yes. And
I would hate, you know, if I hand somebody something that has a stain on it, a rip on it, and I feel like I'm saying, this is what I think you're worth. And that's not true. And I'm not going to give them that. I'm going to get rid of that. And I want them to know they're worthy people. Mm-hmm. And we want to give them things that they're worthy mm-hmm. of. Mm-hmm. And when you have new items, they're new. They're going to last that child. They're probably going to last the brother or sister. They may last for the cousins, mm-hmm. too. When we give out a pair of jeans, you're going to get a lot of miles out of those. So you want something that's... And when you give, I mean, how many of these kids get something that's brand new? Brand new. Mm-hmm. Never worn before. Not gently used, but it's brand new. It's a different experience here than what we are, what we have at home. I don't think we think about it twice.
Yeah, when you mention that, I think about, mm-hmm. you know, when I was a kid, most kids, you know, before they went to school in the fall, they'd get their new school clothes, mm-hmm. like a school outfit, like an outfit, mm-hmm. right? Something, you know, before you go to school. And I bet none of these kids mm-hmm. have ever gone to Sears or JCPenney mm-hmm. or Marshall's or wherever, you know, any of these. I mean, they've never probably ever had a brand new outfit from mm-hmm. store-bought, you know, clothing. I would guess.
I would guess that too. And I remember doing that as a child and being so bored and not even understanding that I had no need because my parents were able to provide for me in a country that has so much to offer us. Mm-hmm. Never even thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Jenny, the past couple of years, you guys have made a huge effort to mm-hmm. call the clothes before they even come here. Mm-hmm. Share a little bit about that process at Santa Clara Christian School in the church before you guys even
right. Well, I don't want to take credit for it because Judy's the one that goes through most of the stuff. I'm probably more in marketing.
Okay.
I'm the one that's always just nagging everybody from day one, you know, we got to get on this. We got to get on this. And they're like, oh, we've got time. Oh, we've got time. But I just know it takes time to get. We can't pack suitcases early enough. We can't wait till April. We can't wait till February or March. And, you know, I think if I had one thing to say for future people coming, and it's Black Friday. The day after Thanksgiving, plan on it. Save some money and go after those $5 fleece jackets at mm-hmm. Old Navy mm-hmm. and things like that. On Black Friday, everybody's fighting over your business. So get online or go to the stores and, you know, just take $100 with you and see how many things you can get. And then they always give you the coupons. And the coupons, like at Old Navy or Gap, they're come back, you know, December 12th through 17th and get 40% off or get free shipping online or whatever. And so that's what we've done. And last year we missed Black Friday. Just we had a lot of things going. We had college payments, tuition payments and things. So I got a few things, but not the fleece jackets. And so I was very disappointed about that this year. But we did get a lot of new things this year, brand new things. We did get online later in the spring. We got a lot of things. And it is a joy to have brand new items to hand the kids. Mm-hmm. And I think for the most part, we've been able to give brand new items so far this week, and we're on mm-hmm. Thursday, so tomorrow's the last day. We were able to give almost every child something that was brand new, at least, you know, one or two items. Today, I was able to give one little girl every single thing in her bag was brand new. And you could tell she was one that came in with really tattered things. And she just... You know, it was like the magic, you know, Cinderella shoes. They just, the things fit perfectly and they were brand new. And that doesn't always happen for us, but it was really exciting for me to be able to do that.
So, Judy, you've been part of the sorting before?
The sorting before, because we get donations throughout the year, so I start sorting them as soon as we get them in, go through them, and then we have a pile for Hope. And then we have another teacher at our school that goes to Mexico every year, so she goes through the stuff after the stuff that we discard.
You said a pile for Hope?
It's like a Goodwill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
local.
Yeah. Local. So gotcha. Whatever we don't use or can't, because we don't use, you know, girl shorts or tank tops or dresses, so we could send all that to Hope.
So to give people a little perspective, you guys usually send between 20 and 25, 20, almost 30 people sometimes just from your church. Mm-hmm. And so two bags times... say 25 people, that's 50 bags, 50 pounds each, or 100 pounds per person.
It's a lot of
bags. That's a lot of bags. It's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
And what I remember Jendy telling me, I don't know, you guys started 2 or 3 years ago, not, you know, started really sorting stuff before you started packing because you were getting a lot of things that just
we didn't want to give people things that we, you know, things that were filthy or stained or ripped, torn. So we started, you know, really having to go through the stuff and then really reminding people of what we were looking for. And it's almost like you're training the people what it is we'll accept and what we won't. And then once the people start realizing what we take, you know, the stuff starts getting better and better each year.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing I just want to bring up that I started this year, once a month I would go out and just look for clearance items all over the place, like Gap, Old Navy, and just look for clearance items. Mm-hmm. And I would do it once a month so that every month I would know that I'm bringing stuff home to take to Guatemala.
Did you have a budget for it?
No. But it was my way of doing it once a month so I didn't forget throughout the year and wait till the end of the year.
That's a good idea.
You know, that way you're not spending all your money at once. But I did like, it would remind me, okay, it's, you know, once a month, I'm going to go look for stuff. And that way you're finding different things at different times of the year.
That's a great idea.
Because so many things get marked down to like $2, $1, $3.
You can also set your reminder on your phone.
That's true.
Go online and look at clearance. So you can look at Old Navy, say, just as an example, or Children's Place, hit under $3, then hit under $5, then under $7 an item. And it, those items will pop up. And so we use that plus the coupons that we have if we get coupons from them. So we're not big believers in credit cards, but we do have a Gap card for that purpose. They send us coupons and for Gap and Old Navy. And so you get an additional 40% off. So anytime we get a coupon in the mail or, you know, once a month, however it works for you. And then it's usually once you start spending with them, they'll often give you coupons. In the store, I don't know online, but possibly, but a lot of times online, different stores will say it's 40% off day, and then you can get alerts or whatever as well to do that once. So in addition to the clearance, you'll get another 40% off or 50% off if you're lucky.
So just to be clear, we encourage everyone to bring gently used donations, but with underwear, socks, those need to be new. And then we always encourage people that, you know, to raise a little extra cash, financial cash that you can use for, financial donations that you can use to buy a few donations. Some like to purchase more than others, like Judy on a monthly basis without a budget.
And a lot of things you can do too, or ask friends. Like we have the MOPS groups where Kim Nallon asks all the moms in the group. So they're all, you know, they might buy maybe one or two packages of underwear, but you might have 20 moms. So, you know, you just have to spread the word on Facebook, whatever kind of group, church you belong to. And the thing to remember is when in doubt, throw it out. If you have to think about that outfit, get rid of it. Don't bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about here. When you're here with, tell us a little about some of the people that you're meeting in the donations room, waiting in line. Every time we come into the center, there's a line. They're ready. They're waiting. They put a face on this experience for us. Any memorable people that you've been able to serve this week?
We serve anywhere from babies up to teens. And I had a couple of kids. I had one teenager. I'm going to assume he probably has cerebral palsy. He was in a wheelchair. And you could understand him a little bit. He had his mother. And I mother with him. And she came in with the wheelchair. And I'm talking about people that were just glowing. Just their faces were glowing. And he was smiling. He was so excited. I was like, I could not give this guy enough stuff. But because, you know, knowing that he has a special need, that's probably, I wanted to make sure I let the mom pick out for him. And the mom would, talk, and he would say yes or no to what he liked. And so he was able to get some pants, some shorts, underwear, socks, shirts, and we found a jacket for him. We were running low on jackets at the time, but there was one there that fit him, and he was so excited about it. And he was able to get a brand new pair of shoes. And, you know, they didn't come in downtrodden. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when people hear you say you're going on a mission trip to Guatemala, everybody is downtrodden, or they're depressed, or they're suffering. And it's not that that doesn't exist. Yes, that does exist. But just a perfect example of this mother and son. Just, I cannot tell you what their face looked like. And it was just such a pleasure to be able to serve them and to smile. Same thing. I have a very limited Spanish vocabulary, but we were able to, you know, using sign language, and just, we were just able to enjoy our short period of time together. Mm-hmm. So nice. That was my highlight for today. And I would say for some of the other children, sometimes they come in, they look almost terrified of you because we bring them in on their own. The babies are with their mothers, and they just look at you like you just don't know what's going on. And then you hold something up, and I'll always hold something up to them, and I'll say, see? And they'll look.
You're holding like a shirt or
I'll hold
pants
a shirt. I'll hold up, see if something might fit. And I'll go, see? And they'll look at me and they'll go, see? And then I put it in the bag and I'll hold something else up. And same thing, I'll go, see? And they'll go, see? And I'll put it in the bag. And as it goes on, and sometimes they just look bewildered, like, what just happened? I now have socks and underwear, a couple of shirts, a jacket, some jeans. And now I'm getting shoes. What's going on here? And it's just so nice. Because when they leave, we were told the other day by somebody, when they leave, they saw them coming out with their bags, and they were just full of smiles.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So we don't see that with especially some of the younger kids, because I think they just don't know what's going on. Mm. But then they leave with this bag, this shopping bag, full of new clothing for them, something new for them to wear. Mm. And the ones that are old enough and come in, and you can, and the older kids, we do like to let them do their shopping, quote unquote shopping. So we'll tell them, okay, you can have two socks, two underwear, you know, a shirt, a couple shirts, and they look at you and they're just so excited. Now they can go shopping. Mm-hmm. And it's just so exciting for them. And I would say probably every child this week has left with a full outfit.
Wow.
Full outfit.
Of the good stuff, right?
Because you guys have been. Yes.
Well, I had an exception to that today. Mm. I had a young man, a young teenage boy, and he was extremely tall. by Guatemalan standards. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he was taller than Jason and pretty lean. Mm-hmm. And however, we have several extra large. I don't know if our team brought him, but I think maybe another team brought the extra larges. So we had quite a number of extra larges we haven't given out yet, of course, because we don't have them that big. So Nancy, who's been in charge of making sure all the boys' clothes are sorted, she said, go ahead and give him some extra shirts. And first of all, he thought I was going to pick them out for him, and I just said, let him. And so a lot of them were real wide, you know, so he's like, come on, Dave. And so I just encouraged him to keep looking, and he found one, and then he found a couple. We couldn't find any pants for him because he's super long. We couldn't find any shorts for him. He's super tall. And so we went back to the shirts, and I just let him take some more, and he was so cute. He just kept holding them up for me, the ones he liked, and asking me for affirmation. I said, yeah, see? And he was just so, so thankful, so grateful. Just and we didn't even have everything for him. I think we might have had a pair of shoes for him. I'm not positive if they fit, but we had one large pair. So, you know, it's been really neat to be able to serve them. And the shirts he got were either brand new or practically new. Mm. So they were really nice.
He probably doesn't find those either.
No. No, and they fit him. They were nice, nice shirts. And so, you know, we feel like we've just been really blessed that the right things that fit the right kids. And it is fairly miraculous when you've got 75 kids coming through with their moms sometimes. And I'm not sure how they're all being counted because we're pretty sure it's more than 75 each day to find things to fit them in, you know, in a shirt and do it fairly quickly too. So.
And then you get into like, design, style, some of the older kids, it's like...
And colors.
Might have three or four things that fit, but, you know, they may not be as interested in. It's really amazing that you guys are able to have that much inventory to... Yeah.
It's a nice selection.
It is nice.
So what's the best part of your day in the donations? What really makes you say, like you just said, that made your day, right? This, and by the way, you never see wheelchairs. Like I haven't seen a wheelchair in this town.
That's the first time I've ever seen a wheelchair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's really, really rare. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in a developing country, anybody with those kinds of that level of disability, they stay in the house. Mm-hmm. You just don't. You don't see them, so that's something that makes your day. What else just makes your day?
I had a really nice mom that came with her two teenage boys yesterday, and they were both had problem with their hearing and their speech. So she was there with them and kind of staying with them, and they all got shoes and great new outfits. And then she said, "Tomorrow I'm going to bring you a picture of my boys. So I want to give that to you for you to remember my boys for what you did for them." Mm. And, you know, she was blessing me and, you know, saying how happy they are. And she was really happy, but the boys were really happy. So today she came back and just gave me this picture. And then her sons wrote a note on the back of the picture for me. So she told me to keep that and just to think about her boys. And she just said she couldn't stop telling me how happy they were. And they were wearing their outfits, both of them, today. For the picture. Mm-hmm. Well, for the picture, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she was just so gracious, and it was just nice to see, you know, how happy she was for her boys, you know, just to see her boys happy. So that made me feel really good. And, you know, you don't think it's much just giving somebody you've never met clothes, but you realize it's not about the clothes. It's about the getting to know one another and meeting somebody that you've never met before and having this bond forever and... Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, it's not about the clothes. It's about the bond. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Jandy, what makes your day?
No, the same thing. Just, I had a little boy today. He was so cute. He came in and he really he really didn't have much at all. You could tell, you know, the shoes were falling apart on his feet and the clothes were super raggedy and too small for him. And just everything I pulled out for him, like Nancy said, I'd ask him if he liked it, and he just would just beam from ear to ear. The first thing I picked, you know, he'd just shake his head, nod.
Yes.
And so he was really cute. And I was trying to get him to hold still a little bit so I could figure out which pants would fit better, you know, because I want to get something that they're not going to grow out of right away. When they're so little, they grow so fast. I want to get something that's not just going to fit him, but might have a little room to grow. So I was trying to get him to hold still, but he was so excited and he kept nodding his head, moving around. So that was really special. And then again, the mothers of the babies, because I do a lot with the babies, and they're just so thankful and grateful for everything. Mm-hmm. And we've had some expectant moms, and we've been able to, this year we just put all the birth through 6 month clothes and all the little footy pajamas and things like that in bags in the office. And then if we have a mom that's expecting, we can take her in there and help her find some things. And that's been a lot easier this year. And we had a mom yesterday. She didn't know whether it was a boy or a girl. So we found things that could work for either one. And she was just so thankful for that. And we figure with 800 families in the program, they probably have a few births throughout the year. So we will leave all that infant, newborn, those newborn clothes with Lillian when we leave it. And they have, because they have the maternity program here, mm-hmm. she can help them out with clothing as well.
Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with people about donations, either people who are thinking about maybe coming on a mission like this at some point, or just, if do you have any final thoughts for family, friends, supporters who may have helped make this trip possible for you?
Oh, I'd love to thank everybody at San Jose Kaiser Occupational Health Department, where I work. I receive bags of clothing and jackets and toiletries and shoes. And they've done this for me. This is the third time.
This is where you work.
This is where I work. And my manager, I always check with my manager to say, can I go ahead and send out an email to the whole department? It's a large department. And not everybody would say yes to that, but she does every year. And I put out this email, and it's so funny because people are so excited for me. The week or two before I leave, I cannot tell you how many people come up to me and say, oh, when are you leaving? I'm so excited for you. What do you need? Is there anything I could do? Hmm. And they're excited for me. So, and them giving me donations, they're a part of this. Mm-hmm. It's not just me coming over here and doing something. I can't do this without them. Mm-hmm. And they have been such a huge blessing. I love working there anyway. But when you have a whole group of people that are more than happy to be giving things to people they're not even going to see, we get to see them. We get to see the result. We get to see the happiness. They don't. But they're still putting that out there, and they're giving us things. So I just love them. Mm-hmm. I just love them. And I appreciate this every year that they do this, because they don't have to, but they do.
Amen.
I just had one other thing for people that are collecting for donations. Thanks to Nancy's coworkers, a lot of the coworkers ordered things online and sent them directly to our school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was another great way of, they don't have to, mm-hmm. all they have to do is get on their computer, place an order, and it goes, send it directly to us, and we unpack it and pack it back in the duffel bags. So that's a way, if people don't want to actually go and do shopping for things, we really appreciate, you know, doing it that way. And a lot of Nancy's coworkers did that with brand new things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So cool.
It's very cool.
Great idea.
I want to give a shout out to the people at our parents and kids at Santa Clara Christian School and the our congregation at Valley Life Church who just brought so many things in. And at the last minute, we were still a couple weeks or a week and a half before we left, found out we were about 12 bags short, so 600 pounds, or maybe it was 14 because we had Riley join us last minute. And so maybe it was more than that. Maybe it was 100 more, but it was amazing. And it was a little last minute. It would be nice if we could be a little better about this, but we were so thankful and grateful. And almost every bit of it was brand new. And so we really appreciate that. This has been the best year yet. And I want to thank one more person that was in our congregation that was planning to come, couldn't make it, said he wanted to help somebody else come, and paid for my son to come.
Wow. So,
yeah. Jason wasn't as last minute, but he didn't think he could come this year because we didn't have the fundraising and he knew things were tight. And so, and he's not making a lot of money right now. So anyway, that was just a real blessing. Mm. So I just want to thank all of you who helped us get here and those of you who sponsored us to get here. We really appreciate it.
And we thank you too, because we couldn't do this without these ladies sitting around this table. We wouldn't even want to try to now because they've got this system down. I don't think anything's written down. They just know how it all goes. And it's such a blessing for us managing this because we just, I mean, you see me about twice during the week, you know, once the first day, how's it going? Good. Okay. See, and then I think today was the second time you saw me, and because, you know, we can focus on other things because they got this part. And it's such a blessing. So thank you all once again for coming back and serving, loving our Lord and his children here in San Miguel Dueñas in Guatemala. And thanks for sharing.
Could I add one more person to thank?
Yeah, of course.
Garland Peabody. He unloads the bags, reloads the bags with me, and he's the one hauling all the bags to from the storage to the break room to the classroom for like 3 weeks. So I like to shout out thank you to him.
And he has to weigh them over and over and over again.
So, yeah, he was a huge help in the donations. We couldn't have done it without him.
God bless you, Garland. We love you. He's right downstairs right now.
And I'd like to thank you, Sean, for giving us an opportunity to do this.
Oh, my pleasure. So, anytime.
Now's the time for missions. I have always felt confident, comfortable, and I trust you and Damaris to do the right thing. And I know you try so hard to make sure that we are all safe and healthy. Mm-hmm. And it's always been a good experience. Mm-hmm. Fifth year, always been a good experience. So I really thank you for giving us this opportunity because I've never done a mission trip with other groups. So I don't know other people's experiences. Well, actually, I know a few people's experiences. And I really appreciate everything you guys do to get this up and running.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's truly our pleasure. As they say here in Guatemala, para servirle. We are at your service. It is our pleasure. So thank you again. God bless you all. Dios te bendiga. And thanks for sharing your stories on the podcast.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
So that's all the time we have for now from Antigua, Guatemala. If you'd like more information about our mission, team photos, audio podcasts, blog posts, or even YouTube videos, visit our mission website at nowisthetimeformissions.com. That's nowisthetimeformissions.com. And until next time, this is Sean Smith saying Dios te bendiga. May God bless you. Vaya con Dios. Go with God. Pero no inmediatamente.